Track 2, Feeling the Pain. On the last track, we discussed 5 reasons clients initiate self-injury. These reasons were to relieve anger, to indirectly retaliate, to test loyalty, to maintain control, and to induce caring responses from others. We also saw how the fantasy technique can help self-injurers express their emotions. As you may know, these clients who inflict injury upon themselves are under the influence of dissociation. This occurs when the client either totally removes themselves from the pain or perhaps does not feel the pain keenly. On this track, we will discuss different ways clients who are self-injurers can experience dissociation, such as a numb or empty feeling. They disassociate by viewing the pain as a penance for perceived wrongdoing. Also, they can disassociate from the pain to validate their existence. Let's look at the first group of disassociated clients, those who feel numb during their self-infliction. They have completely separated themselves from their body. Elizabeth, age 19, stated, "When I'm self-injuring, I don't feel anything. The pain kicks in sometimes a few days later, sometimes not until it starts to heal and itch. Most often, I don't feel it at all." In Elizabeth's case, her mind had completely alienated itself from her body and began to function as a separate entity. When this happened, it left Elizabeth feeling alone and surreal because her body was no longer participating in her life. She felt that she could use it to express her inner turmoil. Elizabeth saw her body as a painter would a canvas, merely as a means by which she might make a connection between bodily violence and artistic voice, so to speak. In more extreme cases of numbing, I found that those clients who suffer from severe bodily alienation use pain to assure themselves that they are still living. The blood they draw in cutting proves to them that they are still human and part of the world around them. Elizabeth felt a renewal of consciousness after cutting herself. She stated, "Prior to my episode of self-injury, I feel numb and detached as if my body wasn't mine. After an episode of self-injury, I feel immensely relieved and also a bit embarrassed about my actions because I know other people will judge me harshly." Elizabeth's feeling of detachment and then relief resulted from her pain that she used to express her inner anguish. In treating clients like Elizabeth that suffer from severe disassociation, I find it beneficial to use the before, during, and after exercise to help them better understand why they injure themselves. In this exercise, I had Elizabeth make 3 columns on a piece of paper and label at the top of each before, during, and after. Then I had Elizabeth write 3 emotions she felt before she would cut, during the actual act of cutting, and after she finished. Under the heading before, Elizabeth wrote, "Panicked, lonely, and exhausted," which reflected her overwhelming feelings that led to her disassociation. Under during, she wrote, "Intense, miserable, and hysterical." And under after, she wrote, "Ashamed, guilty, and relieved." This indicated that while she would cut herself, she gained no feeling of renewal. It was not until after she had completely finished the act that she gained that feeling of relief that she had been striving for. Those clients who self-mutilate in an attempt for penance or self-enhancement feel the pain, but as a means to an end. Missy, age 19, who would dance on broken toes during ballet rehearsal, said, "You would think that it would hurt, but it actually feels kind of good, like a natural high, kind of like a runner would get." Clients like Missy use pain as part of their discipline in an effort to improve themselves through extraordinary means. Like Jennifer, age 22, poured acid on her arm when she was fired from a job. Jennifer stated, "The pain made me feel like I had been purged and my unemployment was reconciled. I feel like I had suffered enough and now I could move on." Jennifer, like Missy, used pain to force away their feelings of inadequacy. Jennifer felt recompensated for her job loss, and Missy felt she had improved her dancing ability through pain. In addition to the before, during, and after technique, I also use the self-mirroring exercise to help in reuniting Elizabeth with the sense of self she had lost as a result of her disassociation. I had Elizabeth again divide a piece of paper into two columns this time. At the head of each column were the labels approving and disapproving. Under approving, I had Elizabeth write statements that she would say about herself that gave her a feeling of positive self-esteem. Under disapproving, Elizabeth would write statements about herself from the past that were negative in nature. For the approving column, Elizabeth wrote, "I'm attractive, I feel young and vibrant, and I can do anything I try." For the disapproving column, Elizabeth wrote, "I can't do anything right. Nobody can stand me. I hate who I am." I then asked Elizabeth which statements she used the most about herself. She responded, "Before I felt so overwhelmed, I used to like myself. Right before I started cutting, though, my self-esteem plummeted, and I guess that's when the more negative statements came in." Through this exercise, Elizabeth identified that her feelings of worthlessness only increased the pressures in her life. She could now see that her disassociation stemmed from these negative self-assertions. Should she have had a more positive outlook on herself, she might have avoided her disassociation. Think of your Elizabeth. Would a self-mirroring exercise listing approving and disapproving statements be beneficial? If so, would it be beneficial to replay this track? On this track, we discuss several examples of clients suffering from disassociation: those who feel numb, those who use pain to reassure themselves of their own existence, and those who view the pain as a penance for wrongdoing. Also, we talked about two techniques that can be used to help clients better cope with their disassociation: the before, during, and after technique, and the mirroring method. On the next track, we will examine the consequences of a badly executed hospitalization, such as a feeling of isolation, a discharge without truly curing the dilemma, and belittling the self-injurer. Question 2. What are three types of disassociation teens who self-mutilate can experience?